Blackstone Audio presents Farseed by Pamela Sargent. This book is read by Amy Rubinate. To James Gunn, friend, mentor, and champion of reason. Prologue. I am no longer a child. Ship fled through space, sensors open, but it found no worlds as a refuge for the sleepers within itself. Only cinders circling two fading stars. No place for the sleepers or a new generation of human beings. Doubts continue to plague me. Ship's programming insisted that its purpose was noble, and its creators the descendants of a gifted, inventive race. They were also members of a deeply troubled species, beings who had stripped their home planet of resources and used their ingenuity to build increasingly destructive weapons. But some had risen above themselves, according to Ship's records, and had directed themselves toward worthier ends. The project had been their dream. They had taken one of the rocky asteroids that orbited their sun to build Ship, carving out rooms and corridors and creating an open, green, Earth-like environment at Ship's center. They had made the engines to send Ship through space at close to the speed of light and assembled the components of Ship's mind before sending it on its way. Ship would seed other worlds with human life to ensure humanity's survival and to allow human beings to flower on other worlds, free of the past and able to create new and varied cultures. Ship had awakened in the outer reaches of Earth's solar system, its sun only one of the many tiny pinpoints of fire in the black.